Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd of October, recording at 9:20 p.m. and it's still British summertime for this week. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets, well, actually, they were mostly steady, not least in the ASEAN sector with modest gains, quietly steady. China A shares were an exception. They declined, but are still within the recent narrow range. European stock markets encountered some genuine selling in here. Declines look to be all over 1%, and a number of them over 2%, including the Netherlands, Germany, France, and the Eurostoxx Stoxx 50 index. And the banks are also hit. In the Americas, it was a weak day here, and we've got the Dow down 1.8%. The S&P down 1.4%, the NASDAQ a lesser decline of 0.88%, Canada down 1.4%, Brazil down 1.7%, Mexico only down very slightly. In the government bonds, we had a firmer tone in Well, a firmer tone across the boards. Not that big to the upside, but some rise in the prices, meaning yields lower. Now, within Europe, Spanish yields rose for the second day, but from quite a low level. And in currencies, the dollar index edged a bit higher. It's currently at 79.92. And the euro here has slipped back to 129.82, sterling down to 159.50, the Aussie down to 102.6. The Asian dollar index has stalled following a rally back up to an earlier important high. And precious metals, well, it's a bit of a bloodbath in here today. We've got some after-hours trading going on, but palladium's currently down $29, brings it down to $5.93 and change. Silver, one of the lesser moves here, but it's currently down nearly 61 cents at $31.64.5. Platinum, I think it took a big hit, down 38.80, that's where it's trading after hours. That's down to 15.73 and change. Gold currently at 17.06, nearly 17.07. That's down over 21. So big hits. Industrial metals were all lower. Crude prices, the Brent slipped back to 108 and a little bit of change. We have the WTI currently down over 2 at 86.45. That's down to 20. The industrial metals were hard hit here today. About the steadiest of them is copper, and that's down 5 cents. There wasn't much that was up on the day. Natural gas was a little higher. Lumber was a little higher, and I believe rough rice and soybeans were a little bit higher. So, all in all, very much a risk-off day, to use the banality. So what's going on here? Well, this is the U.S. market leading to the downside, and that has now roped Europe in, not surprisingly. And the Asian markets are showing the most resistance. But they were helped by the fact that Wall Street recouped most of its losses yesterday. But I don't think Asia's going to like what we see saw here today in the European, I beg your pardon, in the U.S. market, well, also the European markets. So we're in this corrective phase, as I've described it. It was anticipated. It's continuing. How far does it actually go? Well, that's the tricky bit. What you can say about the S&P, which closed down 20 points down to 14.13, it was a bit lower at one point. But as you get down to around that 14.05 area, it's back into the beginning of some lateral support. Now, I just think of that as a cushion that's likely to prevent a rout, but I don't see any evidence that this corrective phase is over. And remember, it was a big rally, as you will recall, from early June into mid-September. So it looks like we're going to see a bit more to the downside here. And amidst all the uncertainty over this cliffhanger US presidential election. Now, very often people say, well, it doesn't make any difference, but it does generate a lot of uncertainty because you have such ideologically opposed candidates running. And then there's also the issue of the fiscal cliff, which I mentioned. But there are all sorts of, which I've mentioned pretty much in every audio. I think I said yesterday, and I'll repeat this point, that there is a view with which I concur that it would be easier to reach an agreement if President Romney won and retained control of the House of Representatives, which he would. It will be more difficult to negotiate if President Obama is reelected and the Republicans retain Congress, as seems likely. Now, elsewhere, there are people who say that the market will sell off more if we get Romney in the stock market, that is, and others say, saying this different version of the same thing, that it'll do better under Obama. But it's anybody's guess in here at this stage, and the nervousness and the uncertainty is weighing on sentiment here. And that will pull, I think, Wall Street a little bit lower here over the next week or two. We'll need to see some clear upward dynamics to steady the ship here, but best to be prepared for a little bit more downside. Now, incidentally, Owen has done a tremendous review of all the autonomies here today. He's grouped them according to their relative strength or weakness, and I'm sure that will be of interest to a good many subscribers. Now, if we get now that, if I have a concern about this corrective phase, that in this world of high frequency trading, we tend to get slow motion melt ups. That's the early June to mid September rally. And we get some sharpish setbacks that are bigger than we saw, for instance, in that bull market period between 2003 and into 2007. So the action is more volatile, and that certainly can't be discounted in here. But remember, we do not have a major blow up occurring in Europe. That's actually, I do feel that the lows are all in on the European stock markets. Sure, they're going to give up some of the very strong gains that they saw from July onwards, but talk of a crisis has greatly subsided, and that's good. I also think that China fears are probably exaggerated, and although there's plenty of uncertainty over the regime change that's taking place next month, now there's concern, justifiable concern over the downgrades in the corporate profits outlook because the global GDP global GDP remains soft. But we still have these record low interest rates, and more stimulus is likely, whoever is elected president. And of course, if it's a Republican administration, that won't be in power until January, following the inauguration. So I think that monetary tailwind, well, it's still there, and I think it's still very, very important. So again, classifying this as a corrective phase, and if we see a bit more of it, a number of shares will move back into accumulation zones once again. And there's kind of an inverse ratio between the crowd's rate of fear and the opportunity that actually creates. So what I'm saying is the more frightened people become, the better the buying opportunity is likely to be. But we're not there yet. What about these long-dated government bonds, where we can get a modest rally here while the stock markets are weak? That's for sure. We've always seen that, ditto for the U.S. dollar. Now, precious metals, and I'm a little annoyed at myself for not lightening my gold position, because I talked for a long time about those two previous highs, one this year and one last year, that we'd seen up at the $1,800 level. And then so there was lateral trading up there. It was a natural resistance point. And it's pulled back almost $100 from that level. Now, I think we're definitely oversold on the short-term indicators. And down around the 1700 level, and it's at 17, just under 1707 right now, I think this starts to get really quite interesting again. But we will need to see a clear upward dynamic to indicate that both the selling pressure is abating and that demand is returning, and ditto for the other precious metals. Now, the industrial metals, which had also had a big rally previously, they've given up a great deal of that. And one of our rules of thumb is that if markets are able to, when they see a good rally, if markets are able to consolidate and hold on to at least 50% of the gains, then the trend is likely to continue before, well, in the sort of lengthy short term, in a matter of a few several weeks. But if you pull back considerably further, and the industrial metals have, it will take longer, I think, to rebuild confidence. And the bigger pullback, as we've seen with industrial metals, suggests that what's actually taken place is a big short covering rally, and the demand just hasn't been there to sustain it. And then probably there's been some additional shorting once again. Having mentioned that, the industrial metals are quite oversold, as are the precious metals here right now. Crude oil softness is good to the extent that it lowers inflationary expectations, makes it easier for some of the growth economies, emerging market economies, to stimulate GDP a little more without having to worry about the inflationary pressures, and I think we will see that. And I think that's pretty much it on, although, but the whole CCI index is retreating, so we're not Although we still have high soybean, corn, and wheat prices, at least we're not extending those gains at this time. And on that note, all the best.